ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज थर्ड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कर्म योगा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग वर्स नंबर 9। यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणोऽन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्मबन्धनः तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसंगः समाचर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। वर्क डन एज अ सैक्रिफाइस फॉर विष्णु हैज टू बी परफॉर्म्ड, अदरवाइज वर्क कॉजेज बॉन्डेज इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड। देयरफॉर ओ सन ऑफ कुंती, परफॉर्म योर प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटीज फॉर हिज सेटिस्फैक्शन एंड इन दैट वे यू विल ऑलवेज रिमेन फ्री फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज। पर्पट। Since one has to work even for the simple maintenance of the body, the prescribed duties for a particular social position and quality are so made that that purpose can be fulfilled. Yajna means Lord Vishnu or sacrificial performances. All sacrificial performances also are meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The Vedas enjoin Yajna Vai Vishnu. In other words, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yajnas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna consciousness is therefore performance of yajna as it is prescribed in this verse. The Varnashram institution also aims at satisfying Lord Vishnu. Varnashram acharvata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate. Vishnu Puran 3.8.8. Therefore, one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage. For both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu. And while performing such activities, one is in a liberated stage. That is the art of doing work. And in the beginning, this process requires very expert guidance. One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna or under the direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself, under whom Arjun had the opportunity to work. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. Translation again. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in this way you will always remain free from bondage. So we'd like to welcome everybody for this regular daily Bhagavad Gita classes. So this is a good opportunity for everyone of us to realize what is the goal of human form of life. Many of you might be coming regularly, so those who are not coming so regularly, we'll just brief what is happening, what is this third chapter called Karma Yoga. So Arjun, when he was in this battlefield of Kurukshetra, he had to fight, and as a Kshatriya that was his duty, but he was confused that how he can fight, because the enemies who are facing him, they are all his relatives and close friends and associates. So here he is expressing in the first chapter and the beginning of second chapter his confusion that how I can fight. And then Krishna describes very briefly why he should fight. Why? Rather, he should not cultivate this feeling that he should not fight. And he explains what is the difference between body and soul. That is all second chapter. And he describes fully that, you know, what is the goal of human form of life. And second chapter is described as contents of Gita summarized. So that is Krishna, he described the whole knowledge in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But Arjun was still confused that because Krishna described that one has to cultivate knowledge. And then just knowledge is not enough. Just like anyone who has knowledge of engineering, just the theoretical knowledge does not help. You have to put it into practice. Then there is some value. So then knowledge has to be followed by proper action. But in the beginning of third chapter, Arjun is expressing his confusion that if knowledge is better than action, then why you are engaging me in this warfare? I have knowledge, yes. There is Atma and soul, soul and body, and soul is superior, body is inferior, like that. But then Krishna is explaining that how he cannot take this excuse for not working, that I have knowledge, now I'll just relax with the knowledge. So Krishna is describing in the previous verses, from verse number 4 to 6, 7 and even 8, in the just previous verse, Krishna is saying that perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. So he describes that how work is very essential for any living entity. The nature of the soul has been described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. And the essential nature of the living entity, soul, is to be always active. So how can this soul, which is by nature active, can be inactive, not work? Each and every moment, it has to do some activity or the other. Work is unavoidable. And here in the ninth verse, Krishna is explaining, but any work you do, that will cause bondage. So you don't do just any kind of work. I have to be active, so I'll just do something. So he's explaining that you must work, but then what should be the goal or why you are working, that you should know. Now, in absence of that knowledge, you know, we see mostly everybody around in this world, they are all working. They are working so hard. In fact, when there is no work, just like this recent times, recession and so many things going on, not working causes confusion and anxiety to people nowadays. So that shows that, you know, the nature of soul is to work. So what work one should do? He is explaining, Prabhupada also writes in the purport, and Krishna is also explaining, that work causes bondage. Work causes bondage in this material world. Any action done in this material world is followed by a concomitant reaction. We have, in our, while going through education, we have learned this principles of, you know, the quality of energy, that it cannot be destroyed, it can be transformed in one form or the other. So whatever work you do, it will also have its own reaction. It will come in certain reaction, and that reaction causes bondage. That's what Prabhupada writes. Any work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage, for both good and evil work will have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. So when a person does a good work, then he is bound by the good reactions. He'll get some pious credits for that. He has to come again to this material world to enjoy the facilities which bring which are brought by the pious activities. And if he acts impiously, then he has to also suffer or pay for that. In a very simple way, we can understand that how material world is like a restaurant. When you come and you sit on the table and the menu is placed before you and you order that I want these things, and then they come, and with that, after you enjoy that, you also have to pay the price. So as a English saying goes, nothing is free in this material world. So any action or any desires that you have, which you try to fulfill, they'll bring certain reactions, and you have to pay the price. And the more you try to avoid, you know, the more suffering you go through. And now that, you know, this work we are considering, so much of work, everyone has to do work. But what is this work after all? And what are the different factors that affect work? So that is described by Krishna himself in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He says that there are 5 factors which affect work, any work in this world. And he explains in the 18th chapter, 13th verse, Panchaitani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhame Sankhye Kritante Proktani Siddhe Sarvakarmanam. That these 5 factors, they are essential for any success in any work. And what are they? Then he explains in the 14th verse, the next verse. Adhishthanam tathakarta karanam cha prithak prithak vividhas cha prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. So he explains these 5 factors are adhishthanam, that is the place of work. It is translated as this material body. Tathakarta, who is the doer? Who is the worker? That is the soul. So, soul comes to work and the place is this material body. That's what even 13th chapter it explains. Kshetra Kshetrajna. So, the Kshetra or the place of work is this material body and the worker is the soul. And Karanam cha prithak prithak. Various kinds of instruments for work. We need facility for work. So what are the instruments? They are the material senses. And vividhascha prithak cheshta. Cheshta is different endeavors which is caused by different desires that a person has. Different kinds of desires. And the most important thing, the 5th, is daivam chaivatra panchamam, which unfortunately most of the people they forget. They have these 4 things: body, the place, the person who is performing the work, the various senses, instruments, and the desire. So people start working, forgetting that there is this 5th element which actually makes everything possible. All the ingredients, they come together, but finally, the success is based on this 5th principle. So that is explained in the 15th verse of this 18th chapter. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. So the 15th verse is that whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind or speech is caused by these 5 factors. That's what Prabhupada is also saying in this purport. And the 16th verse says, therefore one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the 5 factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. So we have to understand that these 5 factors are very important for any work to be performed. And what type of work a person should do? Because this 5th element of work, that is the super soul, who is the giver of all sanctions. Unless the sanction is there, how can the work be performed? And how can there be success? We see so many people, they work so hard expecting to improve their material situation in life. But not many people, they get success. They may follow everything which others who have been successful, they have done. They try to follow exactly the same thing. Just like some time back, there were these CET examinations for entrance, common entrance test for admission in MBA colleges. So, everyone works so hard. They study, they go to classes, everything they do, but still only few they get successful. Not everyone gets success. How is that? If everyone has worked so hard, everyone should get success. But success comes from the fifth factor, the sanction of the super soul. Unless that is there, nothing can happen. So, that's what Krishna is saying in this verse, that one should perform his duties for his satisfaction, for Krishna's satisfaction. Materialistic people, everyone has to work, and the desires are based on, you know, how I can enjoy in this material world. That is the nature of the soul, anandamayo bhyasat, that it always seeks happiness and satisfaction. And people who don't have this transcendental knowledge, they are working for the satisfaction of their own mind and senses. So what is the reaction? What happens when people, they are working so much, so hard for their sense gratification? We see they are never happy and satisfied. Just like today in the morning, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining in his class that people are working so hard to find satisfaction, happiness and love in this material world. But time and again, they are failing. They are frustrated. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Moghasha Mogha Karmano Mogha Jnana Vichetasa Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva Prakritim Mohinim Shita. That those who are working so hard for the satisfaction of their senses, what happens to them? All their desires, they are frustrated. All their activities are frustrated. They are always frustrated. And that is what we see in this material world. Everyone is going through so much of frustration. They might have everything which a person feels is required for satisfaction and happiness. What is that? Money, facilities, good family, good education. But in spite of all that, people are not getting satisfaction in their life. So Prabhupada was explaining, it is just like trying to find water in a desert. What are the chances of that? Very less. In fact, when a person is in the desert, the scorching heat of the sun, it makes a person feel that there is a great reservoir of water in some distance. Crystal clear, pure, cool water. And that creates hope in his mind that yes, I should work, strive for achieving that. But what happens? What he gets is just a mouthful of hot, dry, coarse sand, right? Which burns him from externally and from internally. So, we are also, or rather everyone in this material world also goes through the same experience. That although they feel that just by achieving these things, just by my getting some success in these plans, I'll be happy. A child in school, he's feeling that if I just somehow or the other get my this education done, I'll go to college, I'll be happy. There'll be so much of freedom. And a person who is in college, he is thinking, let me just get this degree and get a job. And I'll start earning money. I'll be independent. Then I'll be happy. I'll have a family life. And I'll experience happiness. Right? And when they are working, they are feeling that what is this? So much of work. Just like yesterday, Radha Gopinath was explaining that a person starts to work because work is not the primary goal. The goal is so that he earns some money and satisfies his, you know, family and other things. But they are working so hard and for so long that very activity of working has become the primary, and secondary is maybe they just go to home for sleeping, that's all. So that is causing frustration in everyone's life. They are working so hard. In Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada explains, this is over-endeavoring, prayas, so much of prayas. But the result is no satisfaction, no happiness. So here, that's why Krishna is explaining that work you cannot avoid. And whatever work you do, that will cause bondage. But the goal of life, human form of life, is to achieve liberation from this cycle of birth and death. And till the point of time, a person actually realizes that this is the goal of my life, he has actually not come to the level of human being. That is explained that he actually remains just an animal. And what are his activities? It is explained, ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithunam cha, samanya metat, pashubhi naranam. Dharmo hi tesham adhiko visheso dharme nahina pashubhi samana. That till the time when he gets this realization that my goal of life is to achieve this service of Krishna or revive my love for Krishna, what are his activities? Just like animal, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But the only variation is, it's a sophisticated life of animals. So Prabhupada was explaining that till the point this civilization does not lead one to this understanding that the goal of human form of life is to work for Krishna or Vishnu, then it is just an animalistic civilization. And that is all this civilization is at the present. Who is inquiring about Krishna consciousness? No one, isn't it? They are getting more and more sucked in by this material nature in so many activities, which actually is just leading to frustration. And even after so much of work, they are actually not realizing that they are not getting any satisfaction. And, you know, the proper understanding would be that a person comes to this realization that his human form of life is for serving Krishna. So, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami quotes this verse. He says that what is the experience of a person who is working for his senses, for enjoying his or satisfying his desires for sense enjoyment? He says, Kamadinam katina katidha palita durnideshas. That a person, he is working so diligently, following all the orders of his mind and his senses, trying to fulfill the desires for sense enjoyment, led, or you know, the most prominent of them being satisfying the lusty desires. So what he says, Kamadinam katina kadisas, in so many various ways and forms, trying to satisfy these desires. But what is the result? Tesham jata mai na karuna. But these desires or these senses of mine, they never feel any, you know, mercy on the person who is trying to satisfy these desires. And what happens? So many ways we are trying to satisfy, but they are never satisfied. Isn't it? So they show no mercy. They don't say, okay, you have worked enough. Just like a person goes to the office and he is working for 8 hours, but the boss says, overtime. Second shift also, more 8 hours. And then he also says, why you have to go home just for 4 hours? Stay in the office only. Stay for some time and then we'll provide you all, you know, whatever your dinner, breakfast, everything. But you keep working. So they are not satisfied. So similarly, our senses, for so many millions of lifetimes, we have been trying to satisfy these senses. But what is the result? Never satisfied. Na tripa, they don't have any shame also. And no pashanti, they never release you from the work. But then he says that utsrijyetan athayadupate. Utsrijyetan athayadupate labdha buddhis. He says, but now I have got this intelligence, understanding from the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, that this endeavor is fruitless. You'll never be satisfied. So I have now stopped obeying the orders of my senses. And he says, Tam ayata sharanam abhayam mam niyongshe atma dasye. That now I am taking shelter of your lotus feet, which actually give fearlessness. So now you please engage me in your service. So this is actually what human life is meant for, that we stop satisfying our senses. We work so hard, but still we are never satisfied, and nor the senses are satisfied. In fact, some people think that just working so hard is the goal of life. And there is a common saying which people have, that work is worship. Just work. For whom you are working, that is immaterial. Just keep working. So once, you know, Jayadvait Maharaj was asked this question, you know, what is this? How to explain this? Work is worship. Just work. For whom? Generally people work for sense gratification only. So he said that if work is worship, then he said, ass is the greatest worshipper, because keeps working. Works so hard. Ass works so hard, carrying so much of load, which is not his. He is carrying the clothes of washerman. He himself has no clothes, but he is carrying clothes of other people. Not his burden. And then, throughout the day, he is working so hard, and at the end, what he gets? A mouthful of grass, which if he had little intelligence, then he could see that while he is going from the washerman's place to the river and coming back, grass is everywhere. So why he has to work so hard? So Prabhupada also explains that a person, just for living, he does not have to work so hard. What is his real economic need? It is very simple to satisfy the economic needs. He says, just have a small piece of land and a cow, milk-giving cow. You can produce your own food and live, you know, drinking the milk of cow, right? Which so many other very nutritious eatables can be prepared from that. But because the mind has so many desires for enjoying in different ways, we have created a very complicated lifestyle. Someone was explaining that just to get your food on your plate these days, 10,000 people have to work. And it has to travel so many miles, thousands of miles, just to get the food on your plate. And it is all based on artificial economic development. That is, if no oil, no food. As someone was explaining just few days back, I think you were explaining that somewhere these truck drivers, they go on strike, and what happens? You don't get your food. So this is artificial, so much of artificial necessities we have created. So we don't have to work so hard like asses. And the nature of work in this material world is that it creates five reactions. That's why this material world is called as pavarga. And they are, the pa refers to parishram. You have to work very hard. Nowadays, you don't have to explain so much, because everyone realizes just for getting some money and to sustain your life, you have to work so hard, especially in these cities like Bombay. So parishram, and what happens with that? Person works so hard, that he is fully exhausted. There is no life at all in a person to do anything else. So when we say people, we meet people and we ask them, please come to temple. They say, we don't have time, fully exhausted. So they don't have time for the prime goal of their life, the prime duty of their life. And we even experienced during our book distribution marathon, especially on Dadar, while we are distributing books, people are just running here and there, having no time. They don't even have time to turn their face and see what is happening. Right? So they are so much working hard and completely exhausted in their work. So pha refers to fain, that is foaming at their mouth. We see when a bull or a donkey works so hard, they have this foam coming out of their mouth. So that is pha, fain. And then the next reaction of working in this material world is ba, bandhan. Bandhan. They are bound. That I have worked so hard, let me try to enjoy that. But they are not, never they are able to enjoy. And they are bound by their so many reactions of their work, whether good or bad. And then fear, that is bhaya, which is from the letter bha, that they fear that I am working so hard, but you know, so many things I have accumulated, but they will be lost. So let me try to do something secure in so many ways. But how much can you secure? Ultimately, everything is taken away by mrityu, by death, right? That is ma. So, anything in this material world, it is called as pavarga. These pa, fa, ba, bha and ma, that is parishram, fain, bandhan, bhaya and mrityu. But the way to getting out of this pavarga or this material world is to engage all our facilities in service of Krishna. So Narad Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 5th chapter, the instructions to Vyasdev. In the 34th verse, he says that evam nirnam kriya yoga sarve samsriti hetava ta evatma visargaya kalpante kalpitah pare. He says that thus when all of a man's activities are dedicated to service of the Lord, then those very activities which caused his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So here, Narad Muni is explaining that what is the way of working for Krishna? Prabhupada explains, He says that this is the great art of work. What is that art of work? You don't have to stop anything. Generally people, they have the understanding that spirituality means give up everything, renunciation. But no, we don't have to renounce the activities, but we have to renounce the desire for sense gratification. That is real renunciation. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjita nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya muchyate. He says that without attachment to these facilities or these activities, if we do them for service of Krishna, then they actually cause liberation. Nirbandha, you become free, because everything you are doing it in service, in connection with Krishna. That is real renunciation. So you don't have to externally give up things, but you have to just dovetail everything for serving, for service of Krishna. So how is that possible? How it can be done? So Prabhupada is explaining that in the beginning this process requires very expert guidance. So one should be under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna or under direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself. So we have to take guidance time and again how we can actually engage everything in Krishna's service. How we can actually serve Krishna. And that is, you know, by taking the instructions from devotees of Krishna, by reading these scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the goal of human form of life. It says again in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that etavan janma safalyam dehinam iya dehishu pranair arthair dhya vacha shreya acharanam sada. How we can engage in service of Krishna and make our life successful? It says etavan janma safalyam, that the goal of human form of life is to achieve success. What is that success? To serve Krishna. Shreya acharanam sada. How to do that? This pranair arthair dhya vacha. By dedicating our life, whatever facilities in the form of money or resources we have, engaging them in service of Krishna. Dhya, using our intelligence in serving Krishna, and vacha, even our power of speech we can use in service of Krishna. So does that mean pranair, that we have to give up our life for Krishna? No. It means that our life is dedicated to service of Krishna. And in fact, Krishna is so merciful that even we have the desire to dedicate our life for Krishna, Krishna takes care of us. In Ramayana, just last week, there was Ram Navami. So, in Ramayana, when Vibhishan, he comes to take shelter of Lord Ram, it is described that everyone opposed that we should not take him. He is the brother of Ravan on the opposite camp and he will spy. So, Lord Ramchandra, he knew that Vibhishan was genuine. But he makes the statement, he says that anyone who comes to my shelter, I actually never reject him. He says that if a person comes to me saying, I am yours only once, even saying that I am yours with some feeling, then I shall give him courage and protection from all danger forever after. This is my solemn vow made before you all. Even if Ravan himself came to me, I would not refuse him shelter. So he says, bring Vibhishan here, for I have already granted him safety. So Krishna is so merciful that even if you make a desire, or even express it by saying in front of the deities, I am yours, Just that, and Krishna will make all facilities so that you actually can come and take shelter of His. And we can utilize our resources in service of Krishna. People, they are working so hard, earning so much of money, but that itself is causing, it's actually becoming the, you know, means for they are going to hell, because that money is utilized in so many sinful activities. In fact, someone was saying that going to hell is a very difficult business, because for that you have to do so many sinful activities which are very costly. Meat eating, it's so costly affair. You have to have enough money to eat meat. It's costlier than bread, right? And so many forms of intoxications, so many intoxicants, these different kinds of beers and vodka and so many things. You have to spend so much of money for that, isn't it? And you can't enjoy, you know, the association of opposite sex without you having enough money. You have to pay for that, right? You have to have so many facilities for that. So even these sinful activities, which are meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, they are all so costly. You have to really work hard for them to get so much of money. And we see that those who are very rich, they unfortunately, they get into these habits. So the very money which they worked so hard for is actually taking them to hell. So if we engage that very same money, which is, we say Lakshmi, isn't it? So Lakshmi, she is wife of Narayan. So the wife should be engaged in service of the husband. So we use that money in serving Krishna by, you know, so many various ways, engaging our money in service of Krishna, buying literature, feeding, you know, the poor people, Krishna Prasad. We have, you know, so many schemes, right? Food for Life, ISKCON even has that. You can dedicate your money for serving poor people and they get prasadam. So everything can be engaged in service of Krishna. The problem is that we don't have expert guidance how to do that. So that's why taking shelter of Guru is very much important. And then one very nice important point, Prabhupada says that even while performing activities, one is liberated. One is in that liberated stage. So we don't have to stop working, but we just have to dovetail our desires, what we are working for. Whatever facilities we get in our work, we have to engage them in service of Krishna. So you may feel that, you know, externally a person, an outsider, will also feel that what is the difference between a person who is Krishna conscious and other people? You know, he is working, he is doing so many things. But the difference is this: what is the goal of his life? What is the internal desire? That is to serve Krishna. And everything is arranged around that. That is the central goal of his life, right? That is the only motivation which actually drives him, right? So, and when we are engaged in this way, Prabhupada says, not only you get purified, not only you get free from the reaction of work, but gradually elevate to transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. So the goal of human form of life is to somehow or the other get free from these clutches of Maya, the illusion that we are the enjoyer. Realize that Krishna is the only enjoyer. Serve Him with whatever facilities we have, which are actually given by Him. And in that way, we can actually once and for all become free from this material world and go back to our eternal nature, which is serving Krishna in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm. That is the goal of human form of life. So we'll end here. It's already time. So Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anyone has any questions or comments? Just one question we'll take.
Hare Krishna.
Already 8:30.
This cycle of birth and death, I want to understand that if you work for Krishna, the cycle of birth and death, if you work in this birth and in next birth you come and work for Krishna, and how you can overcome this cycle of birth and death? Suppose Prabhupada, he is at present working for Krishna, or he has gained, he has overcome the cycle of birth and death? So that I want to understand. What is that?
Actually, the nature of spirit soul is that it is always liberated. It is pure. But when you think that I am the enjoyer, then you are sent into this material world to try how much you can enjoy. You get this material body and you start identifying with this body, that I am this body and I try to enjoy. So that is the bondage. So when a person actually realizes its original constitutional position, that I am this spirit soul, that very moment actually he is free. And then he has to work, he has to practice. What activities you will do in spiritual world when you think that you are this body? Because, you know, spiritual world, it is controlled by different nature, which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So liberation is again getting, you know, in our constitutional position. So these devotees, the acharyas who come to teach us that, they are always liberated. They just come for our sake to tell us, to guide us, that please come. Just like a person, a citizen of the government, of the country, he is free, isn't it? But still there are certain rules and regulations. But when he thinks that, why I have to follow all these rules and regulations? I am, you know, the boss. Why I have to stop at this signal? I am the controller. And when he does that, he defies the orders of the government, then what happens? He has to actually act according to even more stringent laws. He has to go to jail, right? Where the laws are even more prominently visible, right? You are actually going through so much of rigorous punishment, right? So this is this material world. It is compared to as Durga, this jail. So when sometimes, you know, there is this pardon, the concept of pardon is there. That means the king or the president, they come sometimes to jail and they see. And anyone, the jailer says that this person is working, he is fully reformed. So he says, okay, you are liberated. Right. So when the president or king is coming to the jail, others may feel, oh, ye bhi aa gaya idhar. So, it is not that he is also a criminal and he is coming inside the jail because he has done something wrong. Right? So, the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas, they are like that. They are representatives of Krishna. They are coming and telling, please come out. This is not your home. Right? Sometimes in the jail, everyone is criminal, but they are working according to the so many different services they are allotted to. They can't just sit. They have to work. Right? And while working, someone might become very expert in certain things. And he's made the supervisor. Okay, you see that everyone else also works nicely. Right? And slowly, slowly he may start getting so much of recognition and prestige. He thinks, oh, this is very nice. He becomes attached to this place. Right? But that is not his real life. His real life is outside. Isn't it? So, to give him this knowledge that you are not a permanent resident of this place. This is just for your reformation that you are sent here. But your real life is outside. So these, you know, mercifully the acharyas, they come, take so much of trouble. Right? So much of trouble they take for our benefit. So we should take advantage of that. And follow the instructions. Reform our life. And then we also get liberated. Right? And once you come out, then no more going back. That's what Krishna says. That mamupetya punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. That when you come back to me again, you don't have to again take material birth in this material world. That is liberation. That is ending the cycle of birth and death. Okay? Fine? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Thank you.